Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one bottle at a time.
She's still trying for that case.
But not with today's wine.
But we are so excited today to have Stephanie with us. And she has a legal question for us.
So I actually went to Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago, and I have a question. I was trying to try some of the grapes. They have like the cotton candy and certain stuff, but I just wanted to try some. I didn't want to buy it, but I just wanted to try some.
You wanted to buy it?
No, I just want to sample it. Would that be considered stealing?
That is a good question. So how many people have like gone and sampled grapes? I don't know. You didn't even wash them?
No, my mom actually goes and tries strawberries. So she'll like pick two or three strawberries. I'm like, Mom, don't do that.
I cannot think of the number of children I've seen through decades of grabbing grapes at Publix and Winn-Dixie and Trader Joe's. I mean, they're grabbing them, but we're talking about a grown-up here.
Yeah.
This is a grown-up.
And what do you think, Chris?
I think, too, when you think about, I don't know about Trader Joe's because I don't know what their level of surveillance is, but I know Publix, everything they're doing is being watched.
That sure, they are surveillance.
So this notion of as you're grazing and eating grapes,
sample.
No, you're grazing at that point.
So, you know, let's use the word sample in our scenario. Let's say that somebody is at whatever store and they want to do a sample and only have one grape. Okay. Is that illegal?
Well, let's talk about.
Is it theft?
Right.
By sampling one grape.
Right, because that's kind of like, are you a little bit pregnant? Did you steal something or not? I mean, it's not a. Well, it's one grape.
Because if you sampled one steak, they would probably say that it was stealing.
Yeah, but I think her.
Does your mom eat raw steak too?
No, she doesn't.
I think this is really interesting because you know it was Trader Joe's, so we all know Trader Joe's has a really cool store policy, which is
that you can take something up and ask for them to open it and then have it, which, and then they will open it, which by the way, the employees really promote because apparently what are left over goes into the employee.
And honestly, I was tempted the other day because I love their cracked pepper smoked hot smoked salmon. Ooh. It is $24 for a package. I could ask for a sample. And the employees could have gotten it. I would have had my little protein hit.
Wait, is it already cooked?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
hot cooked in the package.
Okay, so let's get. So, I mean, Steph, do you think it's stealing?
I don't know. I'm just trying two or three grapes. I mean, I don't know why I would be stealing.
Hey, what if you went in there and cracked open a bottle of wine and had a sip?
So, no, thanks.
So, will Trader Joe's let you sample the wine?
Yes, they will. I asked.
You can bring a bottle and they will open it?
I have asked.
Wow. Oh.
She went over there with one. I said, well, what's this like? They're like, we'll open it for you to try. I'm like, no, I don't need to know that badly.
No,
like,
yes.
I didn't know that, but
they may not give that to the employees.
They probably do because once it's open, it's open.
Yeah.
So I want to bring up a story from last week for me because you were sampling grapes when I was at my local Trader Joe's. I saw somebody.
Maybe it was her mom.
Walk over to the nice display of apples. They had gala apples, fruit. They had all these beautiful apples because, you know, it's pretty much fall and apple season. Person picked an apple up, took a bite, walking around the store eating it. I mean, a whole apple, not just.
Well, would you want them just to take one bite and put it back?
Well, that's the whole thing. That's not, you know, the whole notion of, you know, self-contained like grapes and that, but a whole apple. They didn't.
Well, I mean, a whole apple is the same as a whole grape.
Well, yeah, just
a little bigger.
But grapes on a vine, though.
they would have caught it. No, they probably would have caught it up and given them a piece. I don't know if they would have given you a whole.
Well,
maybe if
you caught it.
Maybe it works for Trader Joe's. Comment below and tell us because I'm curious.
Caught it, and you say that's good. Can I have the rest of the apple? They'll give it to you at Trader Joe's.
Probably.
We'll definitely give it to you. They will give it to you. So
what if they open a box of cookies and you say, can I have the whole box? I don't think
they will because the employees want that box from what you've told me.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we go back to the legal issue of mens rea. You know, was Stephanie's intent to steal as compared to go, well, do I have these grapes? So I think that's an issue too because, I mean, I've tried a grape before. I'm like, are these good? Are these too sour, soury? I'm cherry. And again, I had to go to the bathroom and spit on the pit, but I'm like, I hate it when I get really sour cherries.
I think under the law, it would be deemed theft. However, I don't think that any business is necessarily, unless it becomes a habitual problem where that person is going in and doing that all the time, or if it becomes a habitual problem that everybody's going in there and doing it. Because, I mean, the bottom line is, this is the whole concept of Costco.
Right.
That if you give somebody the samples,
they'll buy it.
Statistically, they're going to buy.
They're
going to
be interested in buying it.
What they got. So again,
as parents, we've all been in a grocery store, picked the thing off the shelf, opened the bag, and said, I'll pay for it when it gets to the counter. What if you don't? At the time you took it, you intend to pay for it.
What if you don't? If you walk out and don't pay for it?
Yeah, because the kids eat
that. That's stealing.
That's stealing.
Well, the kids having a fit. Are you thinking about it at the moment as compared to just 20 funny people leaving?
Listen, it's still theft, but the bottom line is the likelihood is they're not going to prosecute you. Like, it's the same thing as if they don't ring something up or it's underneath and you don't put it on the thing. Yeah, they potentially, because you do have an obligation to put everything up there and bring it to their attention. But if it happens, the likelihood, from a business model standpoint, I don't think you want to be having on the news the distracted mom being carted off in front of the kid for a bag of chips. But what if you want to accidentally, hypothetically sample out, you know, 2x4 hurricane wood to put on to see if hypothetically
it works,
it's going to work.
Yep.
And then it doesn't, you plan on returning it. Now, is that them? I would say yes. I mean, the state of Florida would say yes. So listen, I went to the self, I remember when my my 19-year-old was little, and I went to one of those self strawberry picking things. First of all, I think that it's impossible for them not to have kids eat that. You're putting them in a field of strawberries, telling them to pick it, telling a child, and I let them eat it. And the whole time, my only concern, you know, was, are they going to weigh my child before and after? It was more like there's probably pesticides all over the strawberries and they haven't been washed. And God only knows, like, how many birds pooped on them or whatever.
Right.
But then, you know, that was more of my concern. Like, don't eat it because of that. Wait till I get home and wash it.
Right.
But that being said, I mean, but I also think in the business model, you pick it, there's got to be some balance that, you know, that they're, okay, we're charging this much. It's incorporated in the price. I think, what is the consensus? Are we, my consensus is it is theft, but it's probably not a good look if they start having people arrested for eating three grapes. And also, I just don't know any state attorney that would want to prosecute.
Exactly.
But like, would even do the information, because at least in Florida, the state attorney makes a determination whether actual charges are going to be filed against you. Yeah. So but that they would ever touch that with
the
temple.
In light of the fact that we are talking about, you know, Stephanie's family being, you know, serial grape thievers. We have a grape,
but we've been fermenting this bottle of wine
This is one of the ones I tried at a sampling at Trader Joe's, and I had to get it because
Was it a sampling, or you made them open it?
Nope, this was a sampling because I would not have bought this otherwise. I would not have tried it otherwise. But it has a peacock on the label. I've always said my good friend Alexa's spirit animal is a peacock because she is bold and fierce and beautiful. But
okay,
this is unfortunately a vegan wine,
which is not my favorite. So if you've got a phone, okay, so what does it smell like? And be honest, Stephanie.
It smells like alcohol.
The other ones we've had smell bad.
It doesn't smell bad. Okay, Steph, you try first.
Spanish wine. So.
Wow, it's actually really smooth.
It is.
It is actually really smooth.
We're all surprised because I love
this.
I got the sample at Trader Joe's, which is why.
It's actually really good.
This is actually very light and smooth. This
is very light smooth.
Add really some fruit to this, and almost this would probably be good for a sangria, white sangria. Mm-hmm.
Because it was a vegan wine, because it had the peacock. And since we're talking about stealing grapes,
okay, so Chris is killing me with the vegan wine because, as you guys all know, Chris chooses the wine. That is her part of this dealio. And she comes up with really good ones, but she's on a vegan wine trip.
This was not purposeful. It was I tasted it. It was a peacock, and I knew we were going to talk about stealing grapes. So to me, vegan made sense.
Can you get a red vegan?
I believe so. Yeah,
they do have some. Trader Joe's has quite a few of those.
Right. So how we end this stuff is you have to rate it out of 1 through 10, 1 being horrible and 10 being the best you ever tasted. So what do you think?
Honestly, and I don't even drink wine like this, but I would give it an 8.
Wow. That's not bad. I mean, for 8.
I don't even drink. Yeah. No, I don't drink wine. Yeah. So yeah.
What about you?
Okay, so for a vegan wine,
for a vegan white
wine, I would definitely give it a 9. I personally, like Stephanie, I'm not a white wine and I'm not a very vegan. So I wouldn't go out and buy this. But if I was served this and did not know it was vegan, I would not think it was vegan. No.
It's a really nice, mild, light. You don't have that bitter aftertaste going on. It's not chalky. Yeah. And again, Spanish wines are usually pretty good for that. But I'd give it a solid 6.5. I'm kind of surprised too. I was expecting to give it a 3 again. Because remember, I had
for a vegan, you would give it a 6.5 for overall.
A vegan 6.5. But overall, I'd honestly give it a nice neutral 5. I mean, it's drinkable.
Nice.
Neutral 5. Yeah.
It's everything. Right.
It's a high score this far.
Well, once again, I'm asking if you have a vegan wine you would like us to try that you think is good, or you own a vegan wine company and want us to try it, send us a bottle. We'd be happy to taste it here on one of the episodes.
And if you want to confess your sins about stealing grapes or anything else at Trader Joe's, we'll be there for you.
Or you have a suggested topic you would like us to talk about, comment below. Don't forget to follow and subscribe.
Cheers.
Dear 10.